at that period, some 10 years ago, there was a serious war going on in Darfur, big conflict, so many people dying, and it had alarmed the entire world. We have moved a great deal from that. You can analyze how we got there. Let's say from the point of view of the government, there has been victory militarily. They've been able to crush the rebels, and maybe that has also contributed to some extent on the stability that we have. We are, of course, advising them that military victory alone is not the issue, it's not important. What is important is to have an all-inclusive political situation. Fact of the matter, whatever it is and whichever way you analyze it, you'll have to come to the conclusion that there's relative stability now and then some come. That also cautiously so, because there's a lot of volatility and the situation is not predictable. Anything can happen anytime. It's compounded by the fact that you do have a proliferation of weapons in a situation where there has been war for such a long time. Clearly, you can expect that weapons which are not collected during their rounds, and the fact of the matter is that everybody else has not been attending to the sources of the conflict of the war. Shortage of water, land, and those things that had sparked the war in the first instance. And so you do have a situation where anything can relapse and slide back. But having said what I've said, one has to accept the fact that there's relative calm and stability, and we have to begin to think of a way forward from here, having made the analysis of the current situation as it stands presently.
The UN has not recognized the war in Darfur as a genocide, but it did send peacekeepers to protect civilians after a conflict erupted in 2003 and left more than 200,000 people dead. Now that an exit strategy for UNAMID is being considered, does it mean that the mission has completed its task? Are people safe?
The fact that we're there means the task is not complete yet. Yes, the situation on the ground is such that, as I say, there's some relative calm and stability, but you have to take into account quite a number of factors. The mandate, the priorities of the UN forces and everybody, was to ensure that first we protect the civilians. We went there, as you say, people were dying, and clearly there was a need for us to protect the civilians. But also, amongst other things, to mediate between the government and the forces that are fighting on the ground. We were also mandated to mitigate the intercommunal violence. By and large, yes, we're doing that, we have done that, and I think there has been some achievements in that regard, which could also put credit to the relative stability that we're talking about. So we have done a great deal, and whatever you do obviously contributes towards the situation, which may necessitate that we begin to look at the possibility of change, because the situation has changed. So that's where we are now at the moment. At the moment, we're trying to see, in line with the mandates that the UN has been given, how is it possible perhaps to begin to think of reconfiguration of the mission? The reconfiguration of the mission would have to take into account those priorities as well. As you move out, are you sure the civilians are protected? Are you sure you have done quite enough in terms of the mitigation of the intercommunal violence? What about the mediation piece and so on? Does it exist in Darfur? Some of those issues are inconclusive. We're still negotiating up till today, but we've reached a stage where the government at least has been extending ceasefire, and the movements are also doing the same. So practically there is no fighting going on. Those that are committed to fighting, their ability to do any serious fighting has also been reduced drastically. In that, as I said, the government has been able to crush those. So in terms of the war, the fighting going on, it doesn't mean the task is complete. It can only be complete when we get everybody on board in terms of agreeing. They should get into a national dialogue where they can then begin to talk about what constitution they should have, which they are doing now. Everybody is talking about the constitution and everything the government is doing, but that still has some other people who are outside. And we are saying, if you have people outside this process, that's not safe enough. It could mean they could ignore whatever is happening and start war all over again. And so it's not concluded. We're still trying to encourage those to come in. Mitigation of the intercommunal violence, that will never end until you deal with the sources of the conflict. As I say, land, water, and so on. But relatively, we have brought it down. And we don't have as many intercommunal situations we had. Both the government, assisted by UNAMID and others, have done a great deal in calming down the situation. But eventually, for you to get rid of that situation of intercommunal violence, you would have to bring in people to attend to what I call the sources of the conflict. International community would have to come in. And so, relatively, we can say we've reached a stage where you can begin to negotiate the reconfiguration, taking into account all these things that I've talked about, which are important, because we would not want to have a situation where the Darfurians or the international community begin to think we have abandoned them, and where you could, after having done whatever you do, have a relapse of the situation and it's all gone back.
Anything you'd like to add?
Well, what I can add is, I think practically on the ground, Sudan, the situation, the environment is changing. It's positive for Sudan and for all those who've been fighting to come on board now and solve the problem once and for all. It's not been possible to solve some of the problems you were alluded to because people focused on fighting. Now, really, it should be a shame on those who want to perpetuate the fighting, because all that does is that it brings suffering to the ordinary people. I think we should all agree that with such a struggle, a long battle that had gone for so long, Sudanese had suffered. The men and women and children, surely anybody wants to have a respite in this. There's no people who want to continue struggling like this. So we could say we're calling on everybody now to take advantage of this environment that is being created. Part of that environment has been the lifting of sanctions by the Americans, the very positive resolutions that came out of the AU summit on Sudan. In the region as a whole, people are beginning to warm up and wish all Sudanese well. We think they should have the conscience themselves to bring an end to this misery that has been brought upon their people by this war.